reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever, and revealing them to mere children. Yes, Father, for that is what it pleased you to do. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And turning to the disciples, he spoke to them in private. Happy the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, and never saw it, to hear what you hear, and never heard it. The Gospel of the Lord. How do human beings know each other? We don't look directly into each other's hearts. We use signs, things we see, things we hear. Sometimes we use touch. It's how we share and communicate and understand. It's how we look into each other's hearts. It's never very deep. We can't gaze into each other's hearts very well. Cardinal Newman's his epithet, his cardinal slogan, is heart speaks unto heart. It's not heart looks into heart, because that's how we do it. It's always indirect, it's always limited. At the time of Christmas, we have many words, many excerpts in the Bible which use the word seeing, and yet seeing is very limited for us when the object of our vision is a human being. But still, that's what we seek to do, to understand each other, to gaze into each other's hearts. And though we can't do it very well, we do know that at the fundamental heart of all reality is a deep gaze. The Father and the Son, there are beings who are co-equal, utterly dependent on each other. The Son from the Father being the Father because of the Son. And they gaze into each other's hearts to the very depth of their infinite being. That's what reality is, a deep gaze. And there is the Spirit who takes the infinite perfection of the Father and the Son and shares that perfection with each other. Shares with the Father and the Son what they are. Beyond our understanding, but then many things are beyond our understanding, including each other, which is why we have to use signs. And yet that's reality, what we're called to share in that deep gaze of the Father and the Son, as we call them, the Father and Son, in the Spirit. That deep understanding is in Christ himself. We're told that Christ needed no evidence about what was in a man, the Gospel of John. No evidence, that is, no sign, no indirect technique to find out what a human being was thinking. Even his humanity, even his human mind, his human soul, sees the Father, gazes into the reality of the God who is Father, and into his own sonship, and into the power of the Spirit that unites them both. And you see how this passage brings that together. Filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, I bless you, Father. And then he says, you're fortunate to see what can be seen. The disciples see what the prophets and kings long to see and never saw, to hear what they never heard. Then seeing and hearing are still just techniques, methods, indirect gropings into the truth. But that seeing is a seeing that becomes blessed by the Holy Spirit. It's a seeing that is enough for us in this life, sufficient in this life. Fascinates me the way the shepherds, having seen a vision of angels and the hosts of heaven, turn away from that to see something greater. Let us go and see this word, they say. Yet that greater thing is what? baby in a cattle trough. Something unnatural, something wrong, something unjust. No place for a child. No place where a child should be. The wrong place. But the gift of the Spirit is, you understand, that seeing that child is actually greater than seeing the hosts of heaven, greater than seeing angels. It's real vision, because in seeing that child, the human being that they are called into the meaning of the deep gaze into the reality of all things. It's the beginning of that being drawn into the meaning of all things. We do not see the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, but we are in the Spirit. Spirit's given to us. And so we can start to look into each other a little more. Or at the very least, trust in God's wisdom in looking into each other. Pray for each other, without demanding to know too much, but knowing that in our prayer we touch the centre of each other. In our prayer, at least, we are hoping for the good of each other, even when we don't know what that good is. In our prayer, we are creating each other, shaping each other. We are filling each other with divine joy and divine love. And that's why even seeing the Christ is a great thing. Since he has risen to ascend into heaven, we do not see him in that way, but we gaze on him in many ways. In the sacrament, in the signs of a liturgy, in the joys and forgivenesses and peace we see in the church at times. Only at times. And one day we are called into that great vision of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Beyond our imagination, beyond our conception. But it's not done by signs anymore. It's not done by techniques. It's not indirect at all. We're called into the deep gaze of the Trinity, to gaze with them into each other, into infinite perfection, infinite joy, infinite love. Happy are we to see what we can see now. Happier still, for one day we shall see God.